Budget and Finance Committee will please come to order. First off is the public comments. Yes.
May I? This is basically what I said the other night. I did. May I have a microphone then? Is it on now? I don't think it's on.
No.
What do you think, everybody? Do this? Push that on the bottom. I pushed it.
Hold it.
There you go.
Now, now I hear myself, yeah. Okay. What I did today is I looked at the paperwork that came out for the budget and finance tonight, and I really just looked at the salaries. And like the other night, I see that the departments were all given the 12% assumed as a COLA. This really still keeps disparities between departments, because there were some that aren't going to get that 12%. So all employees on these papers tonight were increased by 12%, except for those that had the pre-approved salaries. Their pre-approved salary is on there, and then whatever takes them up to 12%. So then in some cases of what I could see tonight, that means they're going to get 3% as a COLA. I spoke with a few people between now and last Tuesday, and numerous actually, and nobody had ever heard of giving different amounts of COLAs, different percentages anyway of COLAs. And so that we therefore are still going to have the same disparities that we've been trying to eliminate. The other thing that I think that I see what's happening here, I know when you say 12%, that could be a starting point, but it looks like then it's going to go to the full court. They're going to have to work it all out. So anyway, my point is about the disparities that I believe we're still going to be seeing. Thank you.
I just had a couple of comments. I'm not going to stick around. I'm late for soccer practice already, but I just wanted to come give a couple comments on some feedback. Listening to the meeting the other night, I wasn't able to attend. The first one, I just hope the Budget and Finance Committee keeps in mind as we're moving forward and looking at these budgets, is that me personally, I would not want to see any permanent expenses paid for out of temporary money, especially the Fed money, just because the Feds and the money printers go burr. Personally, I would not like to see any of those done. So just something to keep in mind. I don't think permanent expenses should be paid from temporary money. And the other comment I had was on the 12% COLA. I personally, I'll go on record and say it, I will not vote for that. It's not a conservative number. From what I've talked to other counties, it is excessive. I understand trying to fix the discrepancies. I think it would be good to look at a lower number for that COLA. And then specifically, and I think some of the justices and Peggy and some other in the audience hit on that, but going back and specifically trying to address those discrepancies individually or by position with the department heads, I think that'd be a more effective way, especially looking at some of those numbers that we know and they have been for a long time within the Sheriff's Department doing those, and they exist in other departments as well, but I just want to give that feedback to the committee, and thank you for letting me speak, but I'm not going to stick around tonight. I got to run, so thank you.
Anything further from the public? Okay, we have a schedule that's been announced, but we need to change it because one of the judges is in the midst of a hearing. One of the judges has family responsibilities and can't be here tonight. So the first item on the docket is Judge Young Clausen, Division 3. I need a motion to put this on the table for consideration.
Second.
Move to second.
Who made the motion? I'm sorry. Okay.
Now, Mr. Clausen, before you get started, I'm going to ask the members of the committee and the members of the
other members of the quorum court. First, are there any questions for you?
That's what I'm here to do, is answer. I don't really have anything to say, but if we just wanted to go over the budget, I would also like to address the proposed COLA for one of my employees. But yeah, if there's any questions, I'm here to answer. I got a jury deliberating as we speak. So I appreciate you changing the schedule.
Judge Colson, if you would, just go ahead and have a seat right here, and that way I think everybody will be able to hear you and have a question.
If you have a comment about COLA, please.
I do want to say that we have one, Ms. Sunny Meeks, would benefit from the COLA. She's one that's been with the court in her position for quite some time. She wears a lot of hats, from program administrator, program coordinator for drug court, as well as the office administrator. She will be with me until the bitter end on this jury trial. If it ends when I get back or 2 o'clock in the morning, she puts in a lot of hours and does a lot of things for the court. I could not efficiently run my court without her. I think this is it would be an appreciated recognition of her value to the county and all that she does. So I'm definitely, I understand what Justice Kendrick said, but I would definitely support any COLA, especially in the amount that's been proposed, because it's very well deserved.
Any further questions for young judge?
Judge, are you talking about the 12% COLA we talked about last night?
Yes, sir. And the one that I saw on the proposed budget that I was in.
And I'm not trying to hold you to a number, but how much would your employee need to be brought up in order to be essentially be paid? We kind of call them parity, you know, be paid what her position is worth now. Like, how far behind is her position, in your opinion?
Her value to me is much, much higher than this. I don't know. I haven't talked to other judges as far as what their office administrators make. I think we're getting close, to be honest with you, with the salary of close to the number that's presented in the budget. I think that I would be ecstatic if I could see a little bit higher, but I know we can't. You know, it's a generous jump. You know, I think in a few years, if we're able to do this again, we get a little closer to a round number. I think that would be more in line with her value again, and especially in light of, you know, how long she's been with the county.
And then, Judge, this is probably unfair, you're going to spring on you, but anything else your division needs?
So, from what I can tell in reviewing the budget for the first time, obviously this is my first year in office, it looks like the old Judge Clawson did a pretty good job of paring down and running a tight ship. There are some areas, especially with the drug court monies, that I would like to see increased over time, and I was going to kind of work on a gradual. I think we basically turned in the exact same budget as before. I'm still getting comfortable with this budget process and the numbers that are there. There are some monies that need to be brought before the end of the year with some equipment and some certain things like that. But as of now, that's kind of where I'm at. We are going to have to probably do an increase over the next year for food for the juries. I've started making them provide their lunch on their own, dinners. We're going to have a lot more trials, as Jeff Weaver and I have been talking about. We've got those stacked up. And so this next year, we're going to be trying a lot of cases. So that may be somewhere I may have to come back to you to move some money next year. Also in the drug testing, probation parole is no longer providing drug testing for the court, so I need to figure out a way, one, to get personnel to do that, but two, to buy those tests and get them done for people that come before me that I think they're under the influence. So just off the top of my head, those are two areas I know that will probably need some increase.
And not a question, just a comment to the committee that of course, I have the pleasure, you know, my nature of work, I'm actually in front of Judge Clawson and Judge Weaver. You know, I actually work with these folks, and I can say that the opinion of the bar, I think, by and large, is our judges run a pretty good tight ship in this county. So, thanks, Judge.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, yeah. Younger Judge, the figures we have presented to us do reflect a 12% cost of living allowance, correct?
Yes, sir. Okay. From what I've been presented on that particular document.
So whenever the budget process was being implemented, you didn't have to cut anything to reach these numbers. You you use the full 12%.
I believe that's correct.
Okay.
Thank you. Anything further from the members of the committee or members of the court who are present? If not, I need a motion to advance this budget to the full court for its consideration.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Judge.
All right. Thank you very much. And again, thanks for taking me out of work.
Have a good evening.
The next is the treasurer. Judge it. And I need a motion to put this on the table for consideration.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Mr. Sampson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm here to answer any questions you have of me. I will start by saying this is out of Fund 1805, County General Portion. All these expenses out of this fund are going to be paid back through Treasurer's Commission. Of that, about 11% of that is actually a hit, or what I call a net revenue to County General. It doesn't show up as an expense, but more of a net revenue. That's all of my, what we used to call above line or personal services, come out of that 1805. And then what people call below line, or things that I actually have control of, comes out of my Treasurer's Automation Fund, Department 0119. The appropriation in for Treasurer's Automation is relatively flat. We've just moved some line item stuff, and everything that's done in 1805 is reflective of what y'all decided to do last night. I think I made comments last night that my appreciation to this committee and this court for putting employee salaries first for once. And I'm just going to stand by those. I don't think there's any need to go back over that. If there's anything, God, Christian, for me, shoot.
Anything further from Mr. Sampson?
You know, Mr. Chair, I think it's probably a good point, as I was looking through this, just to make a comment, not regarding the treasurer's budget, but when we look at these numbers, the red numbers, but also positive, are actually increases in the budget, and the negative numbers, which are green, are actually a reduction in the budget from last year. It's a little confusing the first time you look at it.
Yeah, and you should see it. I'm sorry. Justice, I don't mean to step on you there, but you should see a negative number there where there's a decrease too, along with the green.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes.
It is just something I noticed in all these documents for all departments. There's a zero line item for the internet connection until this year, and it seems like every department's up in that. Could y'all explain that, please? Here's the $900.
We took internet service. We've got a new phone system. And it required us to take internet service because of the way that, and I'd like IT to really comment on this, but they didn't want a phone system tied into their internet service. And actually, net, my telephone calls should be down and my internet service should be up. And I think I'm paying, and I'll have to get the numbers, but I think I'm paying $5 extra a month.
Okay.
They told me that. And I think you're probably going to see that line.
Sorry, I don't ever want to. I just keep worried about
it. And so what that really do, you'll see that, it looks like our landline went down 500 and this is up 900. So I don't really know that those are dollar-to-dollar differences. But it's the phone system we had, I don't answer all the phone calls in my office. But I have employees that do, and I try to make it as easy on them as possible. So when we had an opportunity to upgrade, or what my employees got was an upgrade to our system, it was going to cost me $5 a month.
That wasn't just your fault.
I still want to explain myself of why we did it. And so if I can make their life easier for $5 a month, or it may be 10 or 15, and I don't know exactly what the number is right here off the bat, but it's worth it to me.
Well, I'm glad we don't have the old phone.
Well, and not that anything was wrong. They were... they were voice over internet phones through Common Core, but we had some issues with them where they just weren't the quality in which we were needing. So,
thanks.
Justice Allison, Internet connection was a line item that we had not utilized before that's available, but it's just an additional tool that we can use to track. Like, I can use it in my hotspots for election commission for this, and I can distinguish that's what that's for, because you could also use line 3069 as well. And so they have the option to make that choice if they want to break this out so they can track it a little better.
Okay, I just noticed it on all the documents.
Yeah, it's a new one we started utilizing. Okay, it's an old one that we started utilizing. Well, how about that?
Mr. Chair, I'd make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the treasurer's budget to the full court for its consideration, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, committee.
Now, don't leave. We have the Treasurer's Automation Fund.
Okay. I thought we were hammering off on it once. That's my fault. Okay. Got ahead of myself, didn't I?
I did. But you did speak to it.
I did speak to it, but let's go ahead and take any questions on it.
First, let's get it on the... I need a motion to put it on the table for consideration.
So move.
Second.
Please proceed, Mr. Sanderson.
Okay, once again, and I think this is probably where the question for Justice Allison came out of was this Treasurer's Automation. Treasurer's Automation is, like I said, I've taken everything personal services and moved it and left it in the other and do all my extras kind of out of this. We have this $98,000. This is I don't know how many of y'all understand the Automation Fund, but I'm just going to give you a quick brief thing on it. Treasurer's Commission is 2% of all receipts and 0.25% of receipts for schools, and it creates a fund in the $6,000. At the end of the year, that Treasurer's Commission pays back whatever expenses I have out of 1805 office expenses, plus 10% of that goes into my Treasurer's Automation, up to 10%. So that's a fund in which I can use to whatever. It used to be, when it first got started, it was so that we could get computers. And I mean, that's how long ago it's been. So you can get computers and get automated and get down that path. Since then, they've loosened that up to do many things. And whether it's out of 1805 or out of 3,000, that money's still going to come out of Treasurer's commissions. So it's one way or the other. But I don't take the full 10% anymore because we weren't using it. We're taking about $50,000 a year, and you'll see that on our revenue section. Even though our appropriation here is 98, we have some carryover. We typically spend 50 or 60,000 at most out of that fund. It's pretty small. My office is small comparative to others. So that's kind of what we do. We do mostly stuff electronic. We don't have a lot of paper. We'll put a lot of paper and that kind of thing. So it's just, of course, we have contracts for accounting software and things like that. So it's... I'll take any questions on that you have.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the Treasurer's Automation budget to the full court for its consideration, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Mr. Sanson.
Mr. Chair, I think I want to speak on one more, if you don't mind. You have Fund 1000, Department 0410. Can I testify against that?
Don't leave.
I'm not going anywhere.
First, we need the district court salary on the table for the committee's consideration.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Now, Mr. Sanson, talk about the district court budget.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is Fund 1000, Department 0410. This is district court salaries. And I'm not going to, well, for one, I don't have the statute here in front of me, but there is a statute that says you're going to pay, the county's going to pay this portion of district court salaries. And it goes back to when that whole admin of justice stuff come around. And I think it was about in 95, just off the top of my head. So essentially, a DFNA or the court say, here's how much your county is going to pay for district court justice. And we get a letter. If it changes or if it doesn't, they tell us how much we're going to pay. And so we budget that amount out of that department in that fund. It's pretty simple. But if you really want the background on it, come on by and we'll all hash all that out. I think I've got the documentation somewhere. I just don't have it in front of me.
Any further questions for Mr. Sanson? And I need a motion to advance the district court judge's salary to the full court for its consideration.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Mr. Sampson.
Once again, thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, committee.
The next is the County Library Fund.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we put Fund 3008, Department 0600 on the table.
A second, please.
Second.
Our librarian is present and is available for questions.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. Has any did the library receive any raises this year, this cycle report?
We did a COLA last year, but no raises, I don't believe.
Okay.
We actually decreased a few. We had some turnover, so we had some entry-level staff, so we actually decreased some salaries last year.
Okay. Use your
mic. If there's nothing further for the library, then I'll entertain a motion to advance the library budget to the full court for its consideration.
So moved.
Second. All in favor of advancing the library budget to the full court for its consideration, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, the next is how I should characterize Miss Weaver, the judge.
Miss Weaver, the judge.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we put Fund 1000, Department 0401, Circuit Court, First Division.
On the table for consideration.
I would address her as Young.
Yeah, she'd be
Young. Young,
Young Weaver.
Yeah, there you go.
I am looking for the cookie budget. I'm not seeing it.
Oh, don't worry. It's on my calendar.
They're not here, are they?
I wanted to make sure I brought you fresh ones, but I had court today, so.
We have picked on you, but we have always appreciated your past.
I know. I'm kicking myself.
You don't know what you're missing. She's always taking care of it.
Okay, I need a motion to put.
We got it.
We got it, all right.
We already done that. Okay. Other questions for the judge?
Judge, under your budget, anything else you need for your division?
No, that's it. I will say that there is a one-time machinery equipment that's up this year, and that's just going to be to buy new court recording equipment. That will be in real time, which basically means that as she's recording, I can look on the screen as well and kind of follow along. So if I need to go back, that also will help the turnaround for transcripts when cases get appealed. And with the backlog of jury trials right now, I've got them scheduled every other week from now until like October.
Wow.
It's going to be interesting to see how we're going to do everything and fit it all in. So. But anyway, that's what that's for. It's just a one-time. I don't anticipate anything next year. I also don't have any fee. It's got, I think, did y'all, Mr. Anderson, a little bit of an informational sheet on that breaks it down. I don't know if you got it. It talks about what it is. So this cost includes, if you want me to tell you what it includes, I can. It includes the training system, a class for the new system. It includes all the books, materials, and updates. Training for life, so it's nothing you have to pay for again. Something called Eclipse, something, Vox. It's a voice recognition software. Mm-hmm. We get free upgrades. This one will not have an annual fee, unlike the system that we have now. There's something called the Dragon, which is the interconnection between the steno mask and the software, so it's between what she says and what it records it to. There's a special type of laptop that we have to have that'll be compatible with the system. If we don't have that particular laptop, it will crash. We've already had another court reporter that had that issue because they didn't get the correct laptop. Not me, but another court for another area. And then a speech USB, which is how you download the file, and then a steno mask, which is the actual mask, which is $300. So I've got it all broken down in an email that Mr. Anderson can forward to you if y'all didn't get it, so you can get more details. But that's where I came up with the number.
Okay.
Judge, not necessarily a budget question, but is there a short version of why the trial number seems to have increased? Or is the backlog for trials?
Because we weren't allowed to have jury trials for a year and a half.
So this is a catch-up from COVID?
Yes, right? It's a catch-up from COVID. I never stopped having court, though. I did continue on with Zoom, so I didn't. I don't understand how some of the courts went that long without court. But I continued on with Zoom and never stopped. I just couldn't have the jury trials. And so that's why I'm doing them every other week, because I'm trying to balance getting that backlog in but not messing up the things that just need to come in front of the bench. So.
Okay, very good.
Yes, sir. Hopefully after we're booking through right now, I think we set one today for November 2023. My fingers are crossed, maybe the beginning of 2024, everything should level back out for jury trials and we won't have that backlog.
Mr. Chair, motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing Circuit Court Number 1 Division to the full court for its consideration, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Judge Weaver, thank you.
Thank you. I'll come back with cookies.
Mr. Chair, we're going to do Fourth Division.
Okay. Judge Clark has family responsibilities, and he cannot be here.
Okay.
We have two options. One, we can pass it without him being here if there are no questions. Otherwise, we can consider it next week.
Mr. Chairman. Excuse me. He said he would be available by phone if there's any questions to be asked. I can get him on the phone.
So I'll tell you what, Mr. Chair, I would make a motion that we put County General Fund 1000, Department 0404 on the table, and let's take a look at it, and then if we have questions, we can either table it or reach out to him, but at least let's take a quick look, and then if we can pass it, it's behind us.
Second.
Good. We have a motion. In a second, all in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
It's just on the table for discussion.
That's right.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah. Discussion?
Yes.
Aye. I mean, the way this looks to me, it's just a $1.60 difference from this year to last year. I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any discrepancies. Just Mr. Chair, I would move to approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the Circuit Court Number 4 for the Fourth Division to the full court for its consideration, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you, Mr. Clark.
So, Mr. Chair, it looks like next on the list is Fifth Division. Are we going to address this tonight?
Mr. Foster is in Van Buren and
he was going to try to make it back, but obviously he didn't.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to make a motion that we put Fund 1000, Department 0405 on the table for consideration so we can take a look at it.
Second.
Looks to me like the only significant deviation is, again, total capital outlay. I think it's fair, Mr. Chair, that we table this one just so that we can ask a question about the total capital outlay.
I agree.
And then hopefully Judge Foster will maybe drop in for a moment this evening, and if not, we can put him on first on the agenda for our next meeting.
Sounds good.
So I'd make a motion that we table this.
Second.
All in favor of tabling?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
As tabled. Now then, we have one last matter that's come up that has to do with the extra sheet that's been passed out. It has to do with the zero budget items. And I think Mr. Anderson is prepared to address the issue of the zero budgets.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
there are several budgets in here in this list that are seldom used, very seldom used, sometimes not used hardly at all. Past practices, we have not appropriate or not put those as part of the budget ordinance. The legislative auditors have come through and said we would rather you put them in with a zero amount so that when you appropriate later in the year, you will have a original budget to amend. So that's all this is right here. These are all budgets that have $0 requests that may or may not be used during the year for appropriation requests for expenditures. Most of them are grants or pass-through budgets. We're just trying to make legislative audit happy is all we're doing with this.
So, Mr. Anderson, is this something that this committee then makes a recommendation to it, and it would go to the full court, and the court would have to approve that this be added to the budget?
Yes, sir. And these would all be budgets just with zero requests.
Right.
Yes,
so this is an administrative issue to get the line items in the budget.
Into the original budget. So
right.
If we ever want to use them during the year, the auditors will be happy that's the way we do it.
So we have placeholders.
That's exactly right.
Are any of these worthy of being scrapped entirely, or have they just not been used in decades?
I think the ones that are in that category we weeded out before. I think we caught all those before we. Now, some of them may not be used for 2 or 3 years, just depending on grant availability and other sources of funding.
I mean, obviously, you can see that FEMA flood is probably not going to be used until we have, like, a flood.
I hope not.
Yeah.
But we'd rather be safe than sorry. So even though we hadn't used some in a while, we'd rather include them than have the auditors gnawing on us a little bit.
Fair enough.
Mr. Chair, everybody understands why legislative auditors made this recommendation.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we approve this and send it to the full court.
Second.
All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
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 All opposed?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I have Judge Foster's phone number. I can try to get him and get him on speaker if that would work for the committee, or if you want to take him up some other time.
I'm good with that. If we can just ask him the simple question on this, so if he's
okay.
Available.
If you'll excuse me, I'll try to get him on the phone, and I'll just a moment. I'll be right.
We should have tabled that budget.
I think Julie's still
up. She closes at 6. Yeah, they had already tried that. I hate to be a fuddy-duddy, but life's a lot easier without all that stuff here.
That we make later in the year, we amend an existing budget.
Right.
If those zero balances are not in the budget, we can't amend the budget. So that's why the legislative audit has asked us to put it in the budget. Okay. Now, furthermore, while we're waiting, I think the judge's office is going to provide the budgets that we're going to consider next Tuesday at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
We'll provide it tomorrow.
The target date is to provide sometime tomorrow.
Is he available?
No, sir, I didn't get him.
Oh.
Okay.
We have an email. They're buying a copy.
So we have a meeting next Tuesday.
If nothing further, let me mention what we're going to do next week. Tentatively scheduled for both Tuesday and Thursday of next week at 6 o'clock in this room. The budgets that we're going to consider next Tuesday will hopefully be provided to the members sometime tomorrow, but we're going hopefully is a key word. If not, it'll be Monday, but I hope not. See, tomorrow's Friday. Margaret has to get them out 4:30 on Friday. All right, is there anything? Yes, sir.
We have an email that explains the charge. If you let me read it, I can, or if you want to wait, that's fine too.
So I'll make a motion that we take the 5th Division and put it back on the table.
Second.
Yes, it was approved.
Okay, Mr. Anderson.
It's a copier. They're trying to buy a copier.
Okay.
A copier, yes.
You know, I specifically, I'm almost sure it was Judge Foster mentioned last year that his copier may be on its last leg.
He did.
And he was going to have to limp it through.
He did.
I would make a motion that we approve the budget.
Second.
That we approve and send it to the full court.
Yes.
Okay. And we have a second. All in favor of sending the 5th District Court to the 5th District budget to the full court?
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
For its consideration. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, we've got tonight's business cleared up. Is there anything further that needs to come before the committee?
Mr. Chair, I think I'd like to address one issue.
Sure, please.
And I want to address Justice Allison in the most respectful way that I can, but I realize that we have several JPs that this is their first term through here, and we had some good discussion the other night about 12% and COLA and all that stuff. And after tonight, I just kind of wanted to go through and say the 12% or whatever the number is a place that we have to start. And as we've gone through this tonight, you can see we go through the budgets. We look at when we're looking at, you know, red marks and green marks that are out of whack that you're trying to get there. And when we get to the full court, we can, and I anticipate that we will have healthy discussion like we have had in years past about raises and COLAs and all that kind of stuff. But I just wanted to impact it that we have to start somewhere, whatever that number. That number was 20%, you know, some outrageous number. Of course, maybe the number is outrageous. But it's not that we're trying to force anything as a committee on anybody. It's so that we can start, go through the process. And as we go through the process, and you've already proven to be highly engaged, and I appreciate that. But as we go through this process and we get through two or three or four more of these meetings, you know, you'll see the trend that we're going through, and then we'll be able to have informed discussions and be able to handle that. So I'm just concerned. I wanted to make sure that you understood that we're all trying to get to the same goal here and do the best we can for the county. And I know you understand that as well. So I appreciate you coming, and I certainly appreciate your input. So, Your Honor, Mr. Chair, I make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
All right.
Good.